Greetings, friends. This is Dale Flowers. For today's blog, I thought I would share with you what the effects of sheltering in place has had on me personally and my role as pastor. To put it simply, I don't like it. I don't like it at all. In some respects, the work I do now is similar to what I've always done. Planning and preparing for worship, coordinating and collaborating tasks with staff and church leaders, communicating what we're doing in various formats such as church email, newsletter, and website, studying and preparing sermons, leading and participating in meetings of session, committees, and work teams, and participating in small group Bible studies. Except now, all of that is being done remotely using some form of technology related to computer programs, mobile phones, Zoom gatherings, sound recordings, and videos. Let me explain why I've found doing my role as a pastor from a distance to be challenging and difficult by highlighting three of my primary duties. The first is preaching. I don't think of myself as a preacher or public speaker as much as I am a pastor responsible for growing and encouraging the faith development of our congregation. Therefore, I approach sermon preparation and delivery in a personal way, as a conversation, not as a speech or lecture. I have you in mind as I read, study, pray, write, and speak. When we're not together in person and I'm left to record a message through a camera lens, it doesn't feel like a conversation is possible. It's hard for me to be personal and vulnerable when I'm struggling to produce a video of myself. It feels one-sided and more instructional than participatory. A second area of my duty is leadership. I think of my style of leadership as collaborative, with multiple contributors and shared roles of lead from various leaders. I like the generative dynamic of working together as a team, owning the process and celebrating the outcomes. While we continue to coordinate work as staff and church leaders, much of what we're doing and contributing is as individuals, and then the work is assembled to be part of a coherent whole. But it's not the same as interacting with one another in the planning, the process, and the production. And the third area I'll focus on is pastoral care. Through the coordinated efforts of caring ministries, our deacons, caregivers, and pastoral staff have been able to reach out to our congregation via phone calls, providing contact and offering support and encouragement as much as possible. Though not the same as in-person and face-to-face interactions, these communications have helped me to be more relational than feeling alone or isolated during this period. Needless to say, these past 5 weeks have required me to change, adapt, and learn. Unfortunately, too much of my time and energy has been directed outward toward accomplishing tasks, solving problems, and trying to be productive rather than learning and growing my inner life by taking time to reflect, attend to my soul, and understand my feelings of sadness, loss, discouragement, restlessness, hope, joy, and courage. I don't need to try to compensate for my lack of technological skills. I need to surrender more of myself to God in prayer and to seek God's guidance for the future of our church. Until we gather again, I ask you to pray for me, and I will pray for you. Thank you.